Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
What's up, Will and Grace fans? We've missed you. We are here doing the Will and Grace Christmas special. We've got some new faces on the panel. Don't click away.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I miss you guys.
We've missed you guys.
I know.
Thank you for tuning in for our Will and Grace Christmas special called A Gay Old Christmas. Fitting name, you guys. Fitting name.
Thanks.
We've got some really awesome panelists, obviously. We're going to introduce them in a second. We do have a new person that we're going to introduce. I'm really excited to have her here. I am your host, Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. I am joined by my beautiful ladies. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hey, everyone. Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. And I'm going to go ahead and send it over to you.
Thank you. Hello, After Buzzers. So great to be back. My name is Louisa Sharamatsian, and you can find me on Instagram at Nobody Reads Anymore TV and on Twitter at Nobody Reads TV.
And I am Lucretia Lyon, guys, but I will insist on being called Karen for tonight.
Karen, a.k.a. Carolyn O'Sullivan.
Yes.
You have to move your computer, Lucretia, because we've got to see the goods.
Exactly.
More of the goods.
She's packing. Show them what you have.
My Vicodin and Xanax.
Yes.
These.
You look fantastic. We're very, very lucky to have you on the panel tonight. Unfortunately, Sanders will not be joining us anymore, but we will miss him. But I am joined by my lovely ladies, and I'm excited to dive into this episode, you guys, because I enjoyed this Christmas special. It really got me in the mood for Christmas.
It just takes us back to how amazing every episode is, and just every word on the script of the show was hilarious. Yes. Like, so
very
funny.
Well,
I enjoyed
out.
It.
Yeah. What was your initial thoughts, Lucretia?
I love this episode. Like, I actually got to see it last week and watched it a few times now. So, I really loved the message of it. It was really important. And I love Karen's accent. Like,
okay.
I thought it was funny. It was, you know, Megan Mullally is always good with the cockney Irish accent.
I mean, mixed reviews on the accent, but we'll talk about it. Chris, what were your initial thoughts?
I thought it was funny. I mean, I think I loved how they brought in the Scrooge idea, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they made it their own, and they had all their characters, and then they also added in the gay factor and everything else that they talk about on the show, like clothing and children. And
oh my God. The gay references were hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah. Like sweeping the chimneys and all that stuff. We have to talk about what that means.
Smitty, you know, like the bartender.
Yes.
I loved all the
references. So let's jump into the beginning of the episode. So apparently the foursome has a Christmas Eve tradition, which is going to a restaurant on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to New York on Christmas Eve. I have, because I'm from there. It's kind of impossible to get into a restaurant on Christmas Eve. So it's a little... I just thought that that was really funny that that would be their Christmas Eve tradition. And I wanted to ask you guys what your Christmas traditions were. Do you guys have any? Do we all celebrate Christmas, by the way? I don't want to be presumptuous.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I think with my family, we've always just gone with the flow of things, whether it would be we go to someone's house or people would come over to our house or, I don't know, I just, it's never been like anything traditional. I know it sounds really weird, but it's always been good, though. You know, there's always a good story, good laugh, food, and just good company.
So
I think that's all that matters, really.
For me, like, and my family, it's been traditional Armenian barbecue. Any chance we get.
That sounds really good, right? Let's go over there.
The kebabs and everything.
Oh, wow. We're inviting ourselves already.
Yeah, come on by.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Texas with a pretty small family, and we always, where my mom worked, she would get a Greenberg turkey, which, if you're not familiar, it's the best smoked turkey there is. And, like, we would have a Greenberg smoked turkey, her classic cornbread dressing, and it's usually just me, her, and my brother, and my grandparents, her parents. And so, yeah, pretty small, but we typically have the same food. Now that we're older, I make a sugar plum fairy, which is absinthe and cranberry juice and brut champagne.
Yes,
it's me and
Karen,
my brother.
Yes, this is why you are Karen tonight.
Exactly. I was like, that's our holiday drink. I know. I should have brought some.
I'm surprised you remember your Christmas traditions with that drink.
I know. We have a lot of drunk, you know, especially if my dad gets involved or my half-brother. Like, you know, we have, I mean, we're white trash. Like, so
I mean, I'm half white trash. So I'm all about it. I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then tamales the next day. That's what we do.
Yeah. No.
Good for you.
I'm hungry. And tamales, you got me there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my Christmas traditions are not as exciting. Yeah. But I do love getting a tree every year, a live tree. It's definitely a staple because since moving out here, I've been able to get a live tree. In New York, you know, the apartments are very small. It's not a rumor, you guys. And we really don't have elevators, so they're all walk-ups. So carrying a Christmas tree up 5 flights of stairs is not the funnest. So being out here, I love getting a Christmas tree every year, and decorating it is literally
just
my
favorite.
Just
the whole smell being, you know,
and the
room.
Smell.
No.
Yes.
Oh, it's
yes.
funny that you guys mentioned that, because today I bought my first tree for my apartment.
Oh, yay!
Yay.
Yes, it was
Congrats.
This big.
Oh, yeah, I bought a small tree this year.
That counts.
Yes, and it's a Grump tree. So it's like the Grinch that stole Christmas. It's like leaned over with one little ornament at the top.
Oh, I
like
that. So cute.
It's really cute.
I've gotten a little tree before. It was my little Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Less is more sometimes.
Yes.
Funny thing about this episode, because they kind of started off, and we'll talk about the message because the creature brought it up, but Will says, you know, he doesn't want to celebrate Christmas because of everything that's going on. And I'm glad that they touched on this because I feel like this year, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way, I'm not really in the Christmas spirit as of yet. I mean, it's like, what, 18 days till Christmas, and I'm not really feeling it right now. What about you guys?
I've had Michael Bublé on repeat since before December 1st.
Of course,
I love Christmas.
Really? I mean, I love Christmas
almost
too.
Yeah.
I just don't feel it this year for some reason.
You know, Coast 103.5, it's on. That thing starts mid-November.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of gets me in the mood. But I think with just everything that's going on in the world, right?
Yeah.
All the hurricanes and earthquakes and all these stuff.
And the fires.
Yeah.
That
fires, you know. LA, California, stay safe, praying for everyone here in LA. Yeah,
absolutely. I think for me, it's a little bit more exciting. Only because I have 3 nephews who really look forward to gifts and stuff.
Cute.
So that's the exciting part about it. The other part of it that's not so exciting is that I'm not going home for Christmas.
Aww.
So I'll be here by
we'll
myself.
Be your family.
Oh, thank you.
Come over and have a feast.
Oh, thank you. You guys are so sweet. And some absinthe.
I know. I'm like sugar plum.
Okay, so you're bringing the Armenian barbecue.
Yes,
you are bringing the absinthe. I'll bring the tree.
And I'll just bring more drinks.
There you go. Good idea.
Exactly.
So, I think it's more exciting when you have, like, children around that, are excited about it. Because, like, that's the excitement now for me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, the foursome go into this immigrant historical society, which I thought was an interesting take on the episode because I didn't know what this Christmas special was going to be about. And Grace has to pee. This is why they're there.
It's so funny.
And the only way that she can use the bathroom is for customers. This is another staple in New York. You can only use the bathroom for your customer. A paying customer, no less.
Really?
Yes.
They specifically say
they're
have
very
to buy
strict.
Something.
Yes, they're very strict.
LA is very much like that, too, unless, like, you're like, please.
Yeah. Yeah,
just
that's true.
Time.
Unless you're either pretty or really nice.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have to take this tour, which brings us to their flashback. So they're going to. She just gets bathrooms everywhere.
I'm just joking.
So they go to the flashback, which is them in an Irish immigrant tenement.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen is playing Carolyn O'Sullivan, who's the title character, or the person whose apartment that is. She's got 6 kids.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think when they went back to this Irish tenement, like immigrant kind of environment? Did you think that it was going to take this kind of turn for the episode?
I thought it was hilarious. It reminded me of a play, an old play, right?
It was like The Scrooge. Like,
yeah,
that's what I 100%. Felt. With a nice, you know, comedic twist. They still held their own. We saw the real kind of characters come out and just sneak through, which was so funny.
Yes.
And the bad accents.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny.
You know,
Lakeisha loved
the bad accents.
I loved that too, but it was super funny.
Yeah.
More so than it was, like, authentic.
Yes. So we meet our characters. We've got... Like I said, Karen playing Carolyn O'Sullivan, who's the Irish immigrant who's got the house. She's got 6 kids. John Patrick, who is this immigrant sailor, is played by Sean Hayes, Jack. And he's pumped up. I don't know if he, like, did some push-ups.
I know. I was like, his arms look good.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if they've always looked like like this?
I don't know.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was like,
we never really see him with bare arms.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Always yes. in like sweaters and like yeah. J. Crew things.
That's
you know?
True.
Very nice arms.
I enjoyed the view.
Me too.
Somebody else who enjoyed the view was Mr. Van Billion. Mm-hmm. who was Carolyn's landlord. He's played by Will. Of course, he would play the Scrooge character because they pretty much set it off from the beginning of the episode. It doesn't really feel like it's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I love the Christmas Carol take, and I thought this was interesting how they use like immigration and what was going on right now and sort of showing how far we've come and a little bit more of a positive spin on things.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. And they said it in the beginning of the season, they said that they didn't want to get too political, especially after that kind of teaser of Will and Grace when they did that whole like Hillary versus Trump in the election during the election. And I'm glad that they have taken that turn, but I'm glad that they also touched up on it in this episode. So I'm glad you brought that up.
And this was a special, so it wasn't their normal episode. So
it's okay. They got away with a little bit more.
Yeah, because we did talk about how it was getting too political, and it was like, go back to being more funny.
Yes, yes. So Will is playing the landlord, Mr. Van Billion. He's coming for the rent money. He is married to Grace, which I thought was another comedic factor that they had to play on.
And her name was Fanny.
Of course it was. Why wouldn't her name be Fanny?
Because that means vagina in like every other country.
Does it? I didn't know.
Yeah, never say Fanny in Ireland.
But Fanny here is the ticket. So it makes
it's like the opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
In Australia and Ireland, I know for sure. Just because I've heard Dennis Leary's been.
Well, if you think a fanny pack goes on your front side, not on your back side.
Oh! Okay.
That is our engineer, Brianna, giving us lifetime facts. What I loved about this episode, just another comedic fact, was Fanny eating the Oreos.
Oreos!
Did you love this?
So funny, the dunking of the milk.
And only Grace can do that.
Yes.
You know, the way she just dipped it in the milk. Like, it was her first time doing it. I mean, well, she was the one probably in that era to do it.
Yes.
Like, hilarious. Like, who thought of that to put Oreos in there? Right?
Oreos. You gotta say it right.
Oreo.
God, what I also loved about Fanny, and she had a very heavily Jewish accent, and she said that she's got an idea, an epiphany of starting her own business, and she's gonna be the inside of homes decorator.
That was perfect.
I mean, I love how they kept tying the present to the flashback. Or I keep saying flashback, but it's like this alternate universe. Yeah. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really funny.
1888,
yes. So we go back to Karen's, or Carolyn, I apologize, her tenement, and she's trying to raise rent because otherwise Mr. Van Billion is going to kick him out. Were we surprised that Will was playing the kind of like the Grinch character, as you guys called him?
No, that's who he is always. Yeah. He's always a pessimistic,
he's the stick in the mud.
The one that speaks tough love, speaks the truth.
100%.
I just thought it was really interesting because it being Carolyn O'Sullivan's tenement, I thought that because it's called Will and Grace, that Will and Grace would be playing. I thought the roles would be reversed. Do you see what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I wasn't mad at how it happened. I just thought that, you know, they would open on Grace and Will being, you know, Jack and Karen's characters and vice versa.
Well, I think it was interesting to give Megan Mullally something different because, you know, she's usually more the rich character that's always being on. So it was good to see the flip.
No, I agree. I'm glad you brought that up.
I was expecting, it's funny you say that because I thought like she would have played the other character really well. But then like, I'm glad she didn't because that would have been like predictable. And
that's
we don't
true.
Like predictable, right?
Yeah.
But they still stayed with their cliques, you know, Jack and Karen and Will and Grace.
That's true. But like I said, like we were talking about switching it up. Right. I would have liked to have them switch it up. Maybe Karen and Will and Jack and Grace. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe breaking up the couples.
Yeah, because Karen and Will's relationship is one of my favorites on the show. I feel like the more of the better comedic moments were when it's the two of them.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. And even on the serious moments when, you know, take for example when Will is consoling her at Rosario's funeral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I think that relationship definitely needs to be built on.
Yeah.
Because I do
so
like
too.
It.
Agreed.
So Carolyn O'Sullivan is trying to raise money for the rent. Otherwise, she'll get kicked out. They sold Smitty's leg. One thing that Crystal brought up earlier was this take on the old classic jokes that they have. And of course, Smitty is the bartender in reality. And in this alternate universe, it's her son. How did you guys like those little old jokes?
I loved it because just like how Smitty would say in regular series, he always, you know, talks about some kind of tragic story. And, and you know, Karen always just laughs about it.
Yes, Karen,
I sold my leg,
like you know what to say to make me laugh. But I didn't like how they laughed about the child's leg being cut off. That was kind of insensitive to me.
That's
like,
so Karen, though.
I thought it was so Karen, too.
And then not only that, but I liked how when he's telling her, she looked like she's going to cry.
And then she doesn't cry. That was like the best part of it.
My favorite part of that whole scene with the children is when she says, the baby will get a name if she survives the winter.
Yes.
Hilarious. Yeah. Like,
well, I thought it was actually really funny.
Dead baby's funny. Amputation's not funny.
The leg was just
fine. Let's be clear. The leg was already gone. He just had a wooden one. So they just sold the wooden piece. Firewood or something. What they touched on, we talked about it before, but what I love about Will and Grace is that they always mix the comedic with the serious. Mm-hmm. And they touched on the serious because, you know, when Smitty says Old Man Flannery's story about being beaten by an anti-Irish mob, and then his body was found in the river, this is what used to happen to immigrants. Stop laughing. We're being serious now. God, Karen. This used to happen to Irish immigrants. This used to happen to a lot of immigrants. And
I'm Irish.
Yeah, I'm half Irish. Yeah, and this... Are you... You're Irish?
Probably.
I'm sure you're Irish somewhere now.
I love Irish creamer, though.
I'm Irish. I like to say everybody's a little bit Irish.
Everybody's a little bit Irish, yes.
The green little creamer.
So I'm glad that they touched on those, like, little immigrant... that little immigrant story, because as minor as it was definitely something that was significant.
Yes.
Especially in the old times. What I loved is that Jack... John Patrick, had his famous entrances, of course, starting from the beginning of the episode. Yes. But he finds out a little something about Mr. Van Billion, and that he is a snake charmer.
Yes,
a chimney sweeper.
Yes, a mustache bumper.
Oh, my God.
He travels through the tunnel. Yeah. That was my favorite one, I think.
Clearly, we loved all of the expressions that they've used.
He rubs
the silverware without the cloth, right? Mm.
I know, so funny. Polishing his stick when Fanny told him and holding him by the door when he was trying to exit.
There were a lot of sexual innuendos.
Yes.
And then finally, throughout the end, when he finally states all these 6-7 terms and she still doesn't get it, he goes like, homo.
Yes.
Which is so perfect for that time, right?
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean... They probably use other words
as
well.
They probably didn't know.
They're probably not appropriate for television.
Yeah,
I think homo clearly summed it up. So Fanny clearly doesn't agree with her husband's decision to evict Catherine O'Sullivan. And then we come to find another old of our favorites, Beverly Leslie, who's the newspaper boy, which I thought was so funny because he's so
I love hilarious. Leslie Jordan. If you guys have seen Con Man, which now will be on Sci-Fi, which it was a series with Alan Tudyk and Nathan Fillion from Firefly, like Leslie Jordan actually plays himself in an overblown version, very much like Neil Patrick Harris and Harold Kumar, where he's like, I'm not really gay. This is how I get pussy.
It's so funny.
If you haven't seen it, I would suggest watching it.
It sounds like it's really funny, especially if Leslie Jordan's in it. I agree. Carolyn O'Sullivan and John Patrick come up with this brilliant idea to, because I guess Carolyn's body's not going to work to seduce Mr. Van Billion, that John Patrick will have to do it. Were we expecting something like that? Kind of like this, this climactic kind of sexual tension between Will and Jack throughout the entire series, kind of coming to a head in this Christmas special.
Well, I thought it was funny how she got Will and Jack outside the door because Grace was there. I thought that was really funny. I was like, what is she going to use? She's like, you stomped in my ground. What did she say?
Stomped in my house.
Yeah, stomped in my house. And then there goes Jack taking off his shirt and he's like, oh, okay, I'll go outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty terrific. Funny. Yeah.
And then when they had the conversation between them when she said, oh, I wanted to have kids, but you know men and their headaches. Hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, because clearly we've established that they're not having sex.
Of course. Yeah. And then that funny line by Karen when she was like, 1888 called, they want their drapers back. Hilarious.
Maybe it's what you're wearing.
Perfection. I love it.
Yeah.
I think what I loved about the moment between Carolyn and Fanny was when Fanny was talking about just the environment that they were in. She says, this country is built on letting people in and enjoying its freedoms, not keeping people down. And she says, it may take longer than it should, but we always get it right. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I do. And I think we are obviously in a tumultuous time, but I feel like so many people are just immediately going to the negative when it's like, this has happened before and it'll happen again. This is the way that things are.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this country, we have a tradition of at least always getting to right.
Yes. Yes.
And I think it's important to remember that if you don't have those hardships, then you can't do better.
Agreed.
Right? Yeah. So I think whatever's happening right now is we're just waking up everybody in this world. Yes. And it's making people more aware and responsible for themselves.
Yeah.
I agree.
And hopefully we don't make the same mistake again.
And if we do, we'll fix it again.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. Like, it's not
humans.
The end of the world.
Yes.
I mean, you know, things happen. Are humans. We are resilient. I think what is important is relying on each other and being kind and loving one another. Yeah. And that is what usually gets us through.
Yeah,
being smart and learning from our mistakes.
Absolutely. Did you guys, not to like go off too much, but the guy on CNN, there was a guy on CNN who was shown today saving a wild bunny here in the fires.
I saw that video.
And it goes back to that, right? It's just like remembering that we're like, you know, here for each other, even if you're a little creature that's wild.
Yeah, as Oliver Queen said on Crisis on Earth X, you know, it's the strong's duty to protect the weak.
Thank you. And I find it's always the little things. Like, you don't have to do something big to change the world. It's something like saving a little bunny during a wildfire that can really make a difference.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So then we switch back to the present. Apparently the Irish tenant immigrant situation resolves peacefully because of the pimping out of John Patrick. Mr. Von Billion decides to let Carolyn and her children stay throughout the winter and forgoes the rent.
Yes.
In the present, we see that their stories didn't really have a happy ending, which is to be expected because in that time, I mean, things didn't really end well for people. There was scurvy, there was black plague, there was all of these, like, diseases, obviously, that could take your life at any kind of second. So Carolyn, she served prison for, what was it?
Debtor's pardon.
Thank you. Yep. John Patrick died at sea because he was a sailor. Mr. Von Billion was convicted of sodomy and died penniless, which is really ironic. And then Fanny was the first woman who voted in New York, but then got killed for being the first woman who voted in New York.
That was powerful, too, for them to kind of write that down.
I agree, because then they say in the next line, could you imagine being a woman or gay or even an immigrant?
Yeah.
And I feel like them just saying that, those three words, really encompasses everybody, because we all are either gay, a woman, or an immigrant.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, yeah, and then Karen did say, don't immigrants want to, you know, work hard for less? She kind of wrapped it up with that towards the end.
Yeah.
It hit on everyone, just like you said. It's such a universal theme that this episode had.
Yeah.
That's why we all connected to it.
I agree.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, and then they say at the end of the episode, kind of like the message that things could be worse. And I think that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, things could always be worse. And I think that the biggest message of the episode was to remember that, you know, you have to be kind to one another and remember that things could be worse and they're not.
Yeah. Like, even the fact that we're aware that things are bad is a good thing. Because imagine if we didn't see it as a bad thing.
That's true.
Oh, of course. And also, with the holiday season, some people don't have family around, right?
Yeah.
So the whole point was, you know, be committed with your friends, make it happen. And the funny quote that, you know, Grace did start off saying when she said, gosh, where is it? But if we don't maintain our Christmas Eve tradition, then we will be forced to spend more time with our family. And that's just not what Christmas is about. I love it. That's like Grace to the T.
Yes.
But appreciating what you have, family, friends, whoever, and enjoy the jolly spirit.
Yeah. That's why I love doing the show with you guys.
Aww.
Because we're family.
Yeah.
The Orbean just kicked in.
That's right.
Stop stealing
Karen's
lie. That was hilarious that Karen had. You have no money. You're feeding your children onions, but you have opium. There you go.
Like, I gotta drive home.
Yes. And of course, in old Christmas tradition, Grace decides to take it upon herself to start caroling. And I think one of my favorite lines of the entire episode was when Grace goes, Karen goes, I just remember we have to be somewhere before she finishes. And her and Jack scurry off. Will tries to pick up a guy. I just thought that this Christmas episode overall was just a nice kind of break, A, from the regular season, and B, just kind of reminding us that once again, things could be worse.
Yes.
And like Lucius,
Louisa.
Louisa, sorry.
No worries.
I'm like Louisa, Lucretia. I'm getting wrong.
Yes. A lot of L's.
There's a lot of L's tonight. Had said, you know, just, you know, it's about family, it's about friends, it's about love. And I think that was the biggest message of the episode. What did you guys mostly take away from it?
Yeah, I think it's, you summed it up. I mean, it's about family, it's about friends, it's about, you know, even strangers, right?
Absolutely.
Right? And it's being able to see other people's viewpoints in life and you know, support them, love them, and
oh, yeah. To me, it was about that we do live in the best country in the world, and mm-hmm. we've come so far as a, you know, civilization, as human beings, and we still have so much work to do, but still appreciate what we have right now. Yeah. That's the main thing for me that I took away.
Yeah, I really liked the positive message of this episode, because so many shows and so many people right now are being just like overly negative because things are tough. It's always nice to see the flip side of, like, you know what? It's been worse and we've gotten through it. Like, we'll get there. Exactly. And I like that message. And I did really love, you know, the fact that they had a painting of Debbie Reynolds, and you know, there was
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that. I'm so glad that you brought that up. And I think that's why we love Will and Grace so much, and the writers of Will and Grace, because they do take us out of this.
Amazing.
Yeah, this kind of reality that maybe not everybody wants to live in, and they make you laugh. And I think that's the power of television and media. And this is why we are hosts here at AfterBuzz, because, you know, we love being hosts here, and we like taking, like, you know, being in this, you know, world where not everything can be bad, and you could literally take a little step out of it with just a half an hour episode.
But we come here and we all understand each other, and most of us have similar goals, so it's nice that we can connect through that too.
I agree.
Of course.
And affect, you know, other people who are watching and maybe make their day a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah. Another thing that I loved were the bloopers in the end of this episode.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're always curious, you guys at home. Like, what were their lines? Did anybody crack on this line? Like, where were the flubs? Where were the mess ups? Like, we want to know. So I'm glad they kind of included it in this Christmas special.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of it?
I know, I've tried to get tickets to like every episode taping, but I've never, I mean, have you guys ever been to a taping of anything?
Sanders has.
I went to Last Man Standing before with Tim Allen, but I mean, you know, it's always fun to see how they screw up, but
Try to go maybe in January.
I think we should definitely try to make that happen. Favorite lines
really
of the episodes, you guys?
Just kind of for a quick sec, do you think they're going to do another live episode like they did last time it was on TV?
I hope so, because I really miss Undateable that was on NBC, where they did live like for their whole second season, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I do hope that they do a live episode. Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Episodes are always great.
Yeah. I think it might be I don't know. It might be a little hard, just because based on what Sanders said when he went to the live taping, they do experiment with maybe taking it too far. So I would be worried about a live episode maybe offending a lot of people, because people are so sensitive nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only hesitation that I would have about them doing a live episode. But I would love to see it.
I feel like they would know better. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like when you're around people that you're like, oh, I can't say certain things around that person, right?
Like cursing around your parents.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not my family.
I mean, yeah. We got you, white trash. We got you.
Yeah. Well, and too, like, that's such a sad thought. And like, last night I went to a talk with Dennis Leary, you know, big comedian, and when he was asked about should comedy be limitless, and he's like, yes, exactly, comedy is the F you to all power. And that's the thing, is like, I really hope if they did a live episode they wouldn't worry about offending people, because I'm sorry, I mean, it's comedy and it's meant to push the envelope.
Random, because you love comedy. Yeah. Did you watch the Netflix special Andy and Jim?
I know,
Jim
I haven't watched that one yet.
You have to watch it.
I heard it's really good.
I've heard good things.
Very insanely good.
Yeah. I just think what the problem is that they are on NBC, and that's a network. It's a network television show. If it was on like Netflix or Showtime or HBO, like, they can get away with stuff like that, which is where a lot of these comedy specials take place, and they can push the limits of that stuff.
Yeah.
I just feel like because it's NBC, it's a family network. Like,
they're already pushing
the smoke, so they let them say anything.
Right.
True. Mm-hmm. They tried, though. Like, the end of this episode, there was a Martin Luther King reference that Jack kind of ended up, but they added a funny twist. He said, the arc of history is long, but it bends towards justice, which should be a Martin Luther King quote, but turns out Jack dated a guy named Justice.
Yeah.
And the arc of history is what they call
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, yes. His penis was the arc.
It's yes. funny, though.
It is like, funny.
Yeah, I love it. Funny. Who well, thinks of that, right?
Well, yeah, I love because it's like everybody's looking at Jack because it's such a good quote, you know, and a very famous one. And then Will, of course, is like, you did it again.
Perfection.
Like, we don't expect anything yeah, less no. from Jack. We can't no. expect him to be deeper than that.
No. Oh, he gets love. Deep.
Oh, he did it at Hollywood.
That's
yes. Favorite lines of the episodes, you guys?
Mine would be, I like your mustache, because earlier in the mm-hmm. episode, they talked about Will being the mustache bumper.
Yes. Yeah. Mine is, I'll bet someone's on his knees.
Oh, I like that one, too.
Yeah.
Lucretia.
And because I'm a funny girl, I love that they kept repeating, no one likes a funny girl.
I like you that, know, too.
Can we talk about that for a second? Why was that so focused, like, 2-3 times?
Oh,
like,
well, it, if you've seen the news, depressed. Especially lately, being a woman in comedy yeah. is obviously a very problematic thing.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of it, is there's a lot of people, I mean, well, because I get it all the time on Twitter, you know, being a funny woman is a big
yeah.
problem.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Wow. Suppressing women.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You are that's great. Exactly we love you, yeah. and we're so happy you are well, on our panel.
I am very happy yeah. you joined yeah. our panel tonight,
yeah.
Karen.
Oh, yeah, you're great. You guys.
It was yes. nice. It was a nice change of pace and mm-hmm. change of energy.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank you. Next time we should have wine or something.
Yeah. I think that we can't take wine with those. But we might be able to. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You guys, that concludes our Christmas Yay. Episode, unless you guys have any other last thoughts.
What was your favorite?
Yeah. Oh, my favorite was I just ate a rat.
Oh, yeah.
I just I don't know why that was so funny to me. I think it was in the moment. Yeah, so that concludes our Christmas episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are back, what was it, January 4th?
Thursday night, January 4th.
Thank you. We will keep you guys posted on our time frame. It might be changing, we don't know yet. Where can they find you guys?
You guys can find me at all social media at Crystal823. And my name is Crystal McLaughlin.
You all can find me on Instagram at NobodyReadsAnymoreTV and on Twitter at NobodyReadsTV.
And since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
Once again, Lucretia, thank you for joining our panel. Yes, it was really great to be back with my ladies, my girls. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. Remember, you guys, Thursday, January 4th, we will be back with the regular season of Will and Grace. And I just need to take a line out of the episode. Mm-hmm. Peace on earth, goodwill, and grace. Good night,
Merry
you
Christmas.
Guys.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.